When Sandy and I were in Japan a couple of months ago, a month and a half ago, we met with the foreign missions, the head of foreign missions for the Japanese Assemblies of God. One of our reasons for going was to meet with them and finalize an agreement where Daisuke and Yuriko, who we just heard from, are going to be the first missionaries officially sent by the Japanese Assemblies of God to the Japanese community in America. And we are going to do a partnership with them the next year or two. They're going to build a model right here beginning in January where they're going to be able to start working full-time as missionaries to America and reaching a culture that's very hard for us to reach as Anglos. And Yuriko wrote me a few days ago and said, we have like 35 people in the church now from the Japanese outreach already, and that's just amazing. And so we're so grateful for that. We're so grateful for the food pantry growing. I love Sylvia's vision. Already numbers of you this year, we're trying to just get us thinking more about who we're reaching out to, who we're inviting in this year of outreach. And with our community connection Saturdays this year, we're trying to strengthen our outreach to the church's neighborhood. But then, as Sylvia shared with us, trying to take it from the church's neighborhood to all of our neighborhoods. That's why we brought Tom Richardson in the beginning of the year. And that's why I started the series we're doing this Sunday morning. We did this morning. We began on how to answer the hard questions that people ask us when we witness to them. And just continue to equip us. Sunday nights this fall as well, we're going to be doing more in terms of personal evangelism. And this year of outreach, just putting the focus on what God called us to do. And you know what? Our lobby renovation is really a major feature of our year of outreach. We're trying to fix up our front door to our community, to welcome people in, and we've got it partly carpeted. It's going to be a beautiful place when it's all done. You'll saw some dark brown carpet inserts. There's two of them here. There's going to be two more on the other side. Those are going to be conversation areas in our lobby. We have furniture. Our furniture won't be here for a couple of months. It's being built right now, but we've got beautiful furniture that is going to just provide a very community welcoming atmosphere to our lobby, and people can sit there and converse. We'll have a couple of flat screen TVs, monitors on the lobby walls as well, so that instead of the other monitors we had, so that people can sort of keep track of what's happening in the sanctuary. We're going to have a beautiful registration area that's being built right now, right under the glass, the hole in the upper balcony there, and the glass right there in the middle. And it's going to be wired for data, telephone, electricity, so that we can provide a comprehensive informational services to people who are coming, asking questions of people you invite, easy place for you to take them to for questions they have. And we're going to be on these blue walls on this side. You may see, why did you paint three walls blue? And that is going to be sort of an art gallery kind of look. The blue walls are going to backdrop three very large displays of pictures from the life of our congregation. In the first inset area is going to have some of the pictures from the early days of our history. The second inset, a collage of pictures of all different kinds of ages, people meeting God, connecting with each other, living out their purpose in life in the middle. And then the third one will have pictures of what we've been doing this year in terms of community outreach, food pantry, repairing houses, all of these sorts of things. And they're going to be done in sort of brown, yellow hues and match the color decor of the rest of the lobby. I think you'll really find that a meaningful area in terms of conveying our values and what we're about as a congregation. And we'll be done kind of the major part of the work probably in the next 2.5 to 3 weeks. But thanks for your patience working around that. That's very much a part of what we're doing here in our year of outreach. That for some time I felt very urgent about upgrading our lobby, replacing the carpet we no longer can keep clean at the best of our intentions, and the peeling wallpaper. Yeah, lobby's been there for 17 years, and so we're a little overdue, but this is the right year to do it. And it's because of what you've been giving to give forward. And here's a few of the pictures that we've been doing, the activity over the last few weeks. And the next one shows Jim Reisner. I just wanted to thank Jim. Jim has been our painting contractor. It's been quite a job just doing all these walls. It's a massively large, a beautifully large lobby. And so all the way through, next picture, all the way through, we're just stripping off wallpaper, and we're already look much, much better than that. I like to put a sign up, say, these are your give forward dollars at work. From our thrust a year ago, right now, when we launch the next year of Give Forward and look forward to the year of outreach. Part of the funds for Give Forward not only help build those facilities we saw in our opening video, the new youth center, this beautiful facility here, the renovation of four levels of children's space, ministry space behind us, but also our Give Forward money was to things like lobby renovation and everything over about $250,000 has been able to now become available for us to start some of these other projects. So I want to thank you for what you've been doing to Give Forward. It's been just amazing. There's a powerful verse I've meditated on a lot this past year, although it's one of the most familiar verses to us who have been in the church for a while. It's called the Great Commission, and just the first few words where Jesus said in Matthew chapter 28, verse 19, that incredible word, go, go. Everything that this year has been about, everything next year, is I'm praying, God, just put the go in us in a deep and powerful way. Let us be authentically passionate about the very reason you poured your spirit out 100 years ago in Azusa Street. It in large part was to launch the greatest go movement for the gospel that we've seen in Christian history, and we're a part of it. May we not lose the passion that that's what we're all about. We're here to go and to make disciples. There's a pastor by the name of J. Oswald Smith. He pastored the Great People's Church in Toronto, which was known as a passionately missions-giving church. And he said this: there is no reason why we should have churches unless they're reaching out to those who've never heard. That's quite a statement. There's no reason we should have churches unless they're reaching out to those who've never heard. We must either go ourselves as missionaries or send out substitutes. Our Lord's post-resurrection commands were given to be obeyed. We must put first things first. And for 2,000 years, God left us with basically one job to do. And we've spent a lot of the last 2,000 years as a church doing a lot of other things, but the one thing he's told us to do, and that one thing is to go. And Oswald J. Smith was rather radical about this. He talked about how in the People's Church they actually put off maintenance in their building just so they could squeeze out a few more dollars to send people around the world. And it's an amazing call. And he says there's no reason why we should have churches unless they are reaching out to those who have never heard. Paul's version of that is in Acts chapter 20, verse 24. This is a verse I've been meditating on a lot just in the last couple of months. I tried to read a chapter out of Acts each time, and I came across this when I was in the 20th chapter of Acts. And he said, however, Paul said, I consider my life worth nothing, if only I may finish the race and complete the task that the Lord Jesus has given me, the task of testifying to the gospel of God's grace. He said, I don't consider my life as worth anything to me personally. My life is not about preserving my life for my sake. He said, in fact, and I like his metaphor now, to finish the race, I like to run. Not everybody believes the word like and run belong together in a sentence, but I happen to like running. And I think about this sometimes when I run. He said, my race, the race I am set out in life to do, it's not a race to beat somebody else, but it's a race to overcome the obstacles and finish. And here is what overcoming the obstacles finish means. I, before I die, will have been able to share the grace of Jesus with as many people as I possibly can. He was hardwired spiritually for one thing, not to count his life important to himself, but that everything was all out to finish the race and get as far as he could along that course of God's purpose to share the gospel of Jesus with as many people before the day he died. That's... to me, that's Paul's life statement. I don't consider my life as worth anything to myself, but my race, my goal is to finish the course and to share the gospel with as many people. That's what Year of Outreach is about, and that's what I'm excited about, our Year of Missions, our Year of Missions. Our Year of Missions has to it three goals as we come into 2009. First of all, we're going to conclude in a few minutes with talking about our pledges for Give Forward for this next 12 months, our building fund that is allowing us to pay off the facilities that we have and other things that we need to do around our building. and the tools we need to finish ministry here. We are going to take our give forward giving, first of all, and we're going to tithe everything that's given to give forward. We're going to tithe it to missions. It's partly how we're going to, through those funds, we're going to in part partner with the Japanese Assemblies of God to help build a model that can be replicated in churches around our nation for reaching Japanese-speaking people in America. It's part of these funds as we partner with them financially. And part of these funds will go into just adding to what you give month by month to foreign missions over this next year. We'd like to take everything that comes into our building fund and take a tenth of it and tithe it to foreign missions. And then secondly, we'd like to do another kind of tithe, not a financial tithe, but a people tithe. We would like to tithe our people in 2009 so that 10% of us actually go on a missions trip to another nation in 2009. That would be about 250 to 300 of us would actually take a trip to another nation. Sandy and I already have two trips booked to other nations this next year. But we would like encourage as many of you as possible to go. And of course, the other 90% of you who maybe can't go for many, many legitimate reasons, we'd like to encourage you to help someone else go. And we especially would love to see as many people under 45 years old who aren't retired, and it's really tough because you got to take time off work to do this sort of thing. We'd really like to be able to help you financially a little bit and help you. I see Don Jakes back there who coordinates so many of our trips overseas. We just would like to keep him too busy this next year. And Builders International is going to partner with us in taking trips we can combine with other trips with people around the nation. We're looking at various ways in which we will not only tithe our give forward income to our missions fund, but tithe our people to the nations. Wouldn't that be amazing if we could send 250 people overseas this next year? I think that'd be awesome. Our third goal is that we would like over the series of five missions conventions, beginning next month, that'll wrap around and include 2009, beginning next month, we're going to have five missions conventions in which we are going to focus on one Bible school, one training institution, on the other five main continents of our world. I believe that we at Central Assembly, we get the importance of training leaders. We get the importance in nations of equipping people, because this is such a church that's so invested in young leaders for decades and decades. Right now, the harvest in most nations is outstripping the available leaders. I talked to a missions leader just the other day. He says, we have pastors in our country that hardly know anything about the Bible and have had zero leadership training in their lives. And yet we're so desperate because the harvest is so great that that's all we've got to pastor our churches. We must, if we're going to see the harvest multiply around the world, the most strategic thing we can do, other than just outright front lines evangelism, is to equip young people in nations all over the world to go and reach their nations for God. One person said to me, one young adult said to me, Pastor, that's exactly the right strategy. He says, it's not sexy, but it's strategic. You know, we could maybe come up with sexier projects. I don't mean that literally. You get what I mean. You know, but what if we help finish one Bible school in every continent over the next year? And that would be, our gifts will be the gifts that keep on giving. Because for generations, they will turn out hundreds and thousands of young leaders that will multiply the churches on the continents of the world. We would like to take on that challenge. And we are going to be partnering with Builders International, which is an Assemblies of God ministry that helps build Bible schools. And we're going to start next month with a Bible school in Africa. And Carol Deal will be with us in Equatorial Guinea, in Africa. It needs some help. It needs to be finished. And then in January, we're going to have a big missions conference in the middle of January, and Greg Mundus will be with us, and we are going to be talking and raising funds for the Bible school in Poland. We absolutely need to strengthen the hand of ministry preparation in Eastern Europe. You all know that Russia is firing up again, and we absolutely need trained leaders in Eastern Europe. So we're going to take on that project then. And then, on the last Sunday of April, we're going to be having Solomon Wong with us, who's a phenomenal communicator. And he is going to be helping us in raising funds for a Bible school in Sri Lanka. It's just off the Asian coast. I'm going to put it in the Oceania continental area. And Sri Lanka is in desperate need for a ministry training facility there. So we're going to do that in the end of April. And then in October, Dick Nicholson is going to be with us, and we're going to be looking at the Bible school with Rocky Grams down in Argentina, a nation that is seeing absolute revival and is desperate for the training of spiritual leaders. And they don't have the facilities to harvest, to even be able to house the number of students that are coming to them for training in ministry. So we're going to look at that in Argentina. And then on the continent of Asia, just into the new year 2010, because it's going to wrap all around 2009, is going to be a Bible school in Cambodia. We'd like to raise funds to help finish a Bible school in Cambodia. These are our five schools that we're doing. Builders International are the ones who are building these schools. We'll be giving. Our giving will go through them. They are also helping to arrange missions teams from around the country to go and give hands-on work to some of these Bible schools. That's where I hope some of the 250 of us can go. And they, Builders International, through a fundraiser they're doing this next month, has promised they will match up to $10,000 for every $10,000 we raise for each school. So they're going to match up to $50,000 over the five schools. So every dollar you give up to the first $10,000 will be matched. It'll turn into $2. And so if we raise $50,000 for these five schools, it'll be $100,000 that'll be given to them. You know, and I think we can do much better than just $10,000 a school, but at least the first $10,000 for each school will be matched by Builders International. Isn't that exciting? That's pretty great. So I'd like you to take out the brochure that you have, the Give Forward brochure, and on your table. There you can see the three goals that I've just talked about. And then underneath are three important words: pray, partner, and pledge. This will be, let me just wrap up our vision tonight with talking about how we can be involved with this. First of all, to pray. And that is to make Christ's mission my purpose as I pray for the training of leaders worldwide. I'd like you to make it a point to, after we have done each one of these emphases for each of the five schools on each of these five parts of the world, that you would take those next few months until we get to the next school. There'll be about 3 to 4 months between each emphasis. And you really make a commitment to pray for those schools and to pray for harvest laborers for the harvest field. Secondly, partner. I want you to consider going on a short-term missions trip yourself or helping someone else go. How do I help someone else go? Two different ways. Number one, you can help contribute to them financially. They might be a friend of yours. They might be in your Sunday school class. They might be... You might get a fundraising letter from them. You'd want to contribute to them financially to help them go. And also, through the help Builders International will be, we will also be able to accept the donation of frequent flyer miles. So if we've got 10 people going on a missions trip, and enough frequent flyer miles are donated so that we could get two of those seats free, then we can send 10 people for only the cost of 8 airline tickets and spread it amongst everybody. And so the more frequent flyer miles, some of you have come up to me and you've traveled the world for a lot of years and you're sitting on a lot of frequent flyer miles. Maybe you would consider donating those so that other people can take missions trips. And so there's a lot of ways in which we can either go, 10% of us or 90% of us, help the rest to go. And then lastly, pledge. We'd like to encourage you to pledge to give forward this year. Now, we went into this weekend, our goal for this last year was $500,000 for our building fund. And you know, we were up coming into this weekend a little over $350,000, which was actually about or just above what we raised all last year. And that doesn't count all the offerings today that we're giving towards Give Forward. So we're actually, and I think that's remarkable. And I don't know if we're going to reach our $500,000 goal. We're going to need, you know, coming in today, we still needed $140,000, $150,000. But, you know, who knows? A few of you may just help us do that. But tonight's offering is going to go towards our goal this past year. And but, you know, even exceeding the year before, in a year when gas prices have gone up, the economy is so shaky, I think that's remarkable. I want to thank you for the giving that you have done. And it's because of that giving that we're able to renovate our lobby and do the things to keep our facilities being welcoming to new people that come in. So thank God for you. Well, we're going to start. Yeah, amen. And you'll see next Sunday in the bulletin how close we got to our $500,000 goal. But we'd like you to consider a pledge for this next half year. And we're setting again a $500,000 goal. I really believe this is doable, especially this next year, as the church has been growing. And a $500,000 goal again. So there it is, $500,000. As I've already said, we're going to tithe off that. So $50,000 is going to go to, if all $500,000 comes in, $50,000 or 10% of whatever does come in, more or less, will go towards our missions fund, just to strengthen our missions fund. We already support 175 missionaries. Want to keep going there. The other $450,000, because Give Forward is a building fund primarily, it's going to go, first of all, towards our mortgage payments. And we contribute out of our general fund a lot of thousands of dollars every month towards paying off our $4 million that we yet owe on the new construction we've already done. Plus, we're accelerating our principal payments, and that's possible because of what also comes in from Give Forward. It's a part of subsidizing our mortgage payments and accelerating our principal pay down. Thank you for that. That's awesome. And that comes to $200,000, $250,000 a year. Our principal, our mortgage payments, of course, are our top priority on any building fund income. And then with what would ever come in over that, if we were to reach our $500,000 goal, what about the other $200,000 or $300,000? Well, we will keep paying down our principal in an accelerated way, but we'd also like to continue to get on top of some projects like deferred maintenance. We just have continued issues. We just had to spend $17,000 taking out the asbestos-laden ceilings in the office area where my office is. I didn't have an office for about a month and a half this summer because of very old, rusty pipes that started leaking. And, of course, you have to do that with asbestos abatement. Cost us about $17,000, which we paid just out of the general fund. We tried not to use Give Forward money for that. But we're getting close to really catching up on deferred maintenance, but we're going to have to really do roof work above the chapel. We're getting water damage there in the chapel, and parts of our buildings are still pretty old. We're still trying to catch up with the new, but get on top. And there's just some things we absolutely need getting done this next year in terms of deferred maintenance. And signage. We still need new signage for the Boonville and the Campbell side of the building. We've already had funds donated for doing signage on the Fusion Center. That'll be coming up in the next few weeks. We'd like to get on top of signage. We'd really like to be looking at our platform renovation still. We're going to be needing to replace carpet and look at the more long-term look of our platform area. And then, of course, on top of that, We're still looking at starting a satellite service. We're kind of hoping we might get it launched this year, but with a major change in some staffing, with Pastor Craig going to a church plant, and with us not yet having enough of the Give Forward funds coming in to buy the technology for a satellite service, we've just put that on. But maybe we will be able to launch that have that up and running by our year of expansion, 2010. And this fall, we're going to be pulling together the leadership team. Some of you say, oh, why do we need, we really like our services where they are. And we're not looking at a satellite service because we don't like our Sunday morning services. Most of us come to the church because we like our Sunday morning services. But the fact is that the majority of us seem, though, still not to be really comfortable bringing like pure unbelievers to them. A lot say to me, you know, I don't know that I'd want to bring, I really like our services, but I don't know if unbelievers would relate to them and all of that. And I think we can launch some services where it would be very geared towards people who maybe you would feel more comfortable bringing your non-Christian friends to. And so we think that we can continue to expand our outreach into the city with starting some satellite services that are maybe styled differently and smaller and much more relational than what we can do in a Sunday morning service with 1,500 people. So we're still looking towards that, and as funds become available for the technology for that, we will be using that out of what we pledge. So 10% of Give Forward is going to go towards 10% towards our missions fund and 90% towards our mortgage payments and signage and deferred maintenance. And I believe this is going to be a huge get to the next level year for us. That's why we gather on a Sunday night every September and we look at the next 12 months. And it, on the side of your brochure, there's a tear-off section. I'd just like you all to just to tear that off. You will hear the sound of ripping all over the place here. And it's very simple. And it says, my 2009 Year of Missions Breakthrough Commitment. We're going to go into this Year of Missions. We're going to be raising money for Bible schools. We're going to be, hopefully our missions giving is going to grow. This is our Give Forward Building Fund in addition. In addition to your tithes and your other missions giving, this is our building fund out of which we're going to tithe to missions. But we're also going to continue to pay down our mortgage, hopefully rapidly, and continue with the undone projects yet around our building as we keep reaching out. On the left, on the right-hand side, it has your name and address. This is not to follow up on you. You don't even absolutely need to write your name and address there if you'd prefer to stay anonymous. But on the left-hand side, there's just two simple boxes. Either you can put, because my wife and I are thinking this year in terms of a monthly pledge. So we're just going to put out how much we're going to pledge over and above our missions and tithe giving, how much per month. Or you maybe prefer to say, I'm going to give this much this next year. And just say, just put a number in there. And you know, there are some of you who, some of you are living on fixed income. And you say, Pastor, I give $5 a month to give forward. And I go, bless you. We need your $5 a month, but God bless you for making that kind of sacrifice. I'm just touched. Others of us possibly could significantly help us in our outreach this next year, get over the next hurdle. Maybe you'd put under the annual, you know, you could put $5,000 or $10,000 or $100,000 or more. But this is, you just feel the Spirit of God leading you to help your church family significantly get to the next level with our facilities and getting out of debt so that even more we can put poor money into ministry. And so this is our commitment for the next 12 months, beginning in October, for the next 12 months, how much you would want to give. You know, if 500 of us gave 100 a month, even, you know, we'd blow away the $500,000. We'd go well beyond the $500,000 goal. And it's gonna all of us be saying, you know, what am I here for? And like the Apostle Paul, I'm not here for me. But I just need to finish the race, and that's share the gospel with as many people and help my local church be as strong as it possibly can. And so that's what Give Forward is all about, to really help us with the tools and the resources and facilities for ministry, some of which we're already enjoying and some of which we yet are looking to step into. So thank you for your giving. I'm going to ask the chairman, vice chairman of our board, Glenn Burnett, to come and lead us in prayer. We're going to ask the Lord to guide us. And then Justin Barnett, one of our young adult leaders, is going to be leading us in a song about God's grace and heart for the cities of our world. And while we do, if you need to converse with your spouse or you just want to pray for a few minutes, I'd like you to take this next few minutes after the prayer while the song's being sung to prepare what your pledge may be. And then you can put your pledge in the pouch there. And if you brought a Give Forward offering tonight, you can put it in the pouch. And you'll also notice that there's a regular offering envelope. Your Give Forward offering, you can just fill the offering envelope there. Plus, if you brought tithes tonight or other kind of missions giving, you can just designate on the offering, and it'll be processed just like we had a regular church service and a regular offering. So if you have an offering of any kind, including a Give Forward offering tonight, you can just use the offering envelope, and that'll be great. Glenn, thank you for all your leadership and heart. I know working with you on the board closely, you've been such a champion of us moving ahead in these areas. And would you lead us in prayer? Thank you.
Shall we pray? Father, we thank you as a family at Central Assembly, Lord, that you give us vision. And Lord, we thank you for leaders that help us to work out that vision. And so, Lord, this next year, as we focus on giving to missions, and as we focus on sending our own to short-term missions trips, and as we work to secure Bible schools around the world. So, Lord, help us with these goals. Help us, Lord, to pray, to partner, and now tonight to pledge. And so, Lord, bless us as we work to achieve these goals with the mission that you've given us and the vision that you've planted in our hearts. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Amen.